Okay, everybody. Said today's daf is daf kuf tes vav. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara is bringing a raya to Rav Chilkiah. The Gemara says lema mesayle. Now, what did Rav Chilkiah say yesterday? So let's go back just for a moment to kuf yud dalid Amud Beis, roughly 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Amr Rav Chilkiah. Here it says the Bei Rav on the side. It says Chilkiah bar Tuvi. Amr Rav Chilkiah bar Tuvi. What did Rav Chilkiah bar Tuvi say? Lo yishanu el lishmoi. What is he referring to? Back in the Mishnah we spoke about if you have a number of individuals who happen to be mechusare kapara and mechusar zman. Specifically the Mishnah talked about if you have a zav and a zava, a yerledes, and we added mitzoyra as you recall, and because Zeiri said throw in mitzoyra, and in fact the Tanoim said, yeah, he's right, we're going to throw in mitzoyra. So what did it say in the Mishnah? It said that if that Metzoyra, for instance, if it was Mechusar Zman, what means Mechusar Zman? Normally Metzoyra, after the Koyin says, you're now Tohar and everything is great, first he brings his two Oifalach, and then after that he has to wait a period of 7 days, and on the 8th day he has to bring various Karbonis, including an Asham Metzoyra. What happens if the Metzoyra was so enthusiastic and so ecstatic about his new status that he'll be able to rejoin the ranks of Klal Yisrael? He won't have to sit Michutz L'machne. And he wants to bring his Karbin prematurely. That's called Mechusar Zman. What means prematurely? Within the 7 days, he doesn't want to wait until the 8th day. Okay, so what happens with a person like that? So we had in our Mishnah, what happens if he was so enthusiastic? Maybe he went to the Beis Midrash and they said to him, hey, what are you doing here? He says, I want to bring my Karbin. What were you? Why was then? I'm a Tzaira. And I'm bringing my Asham Mitzayra. Well, did you count all the days? No, not really. Why aren't you waiting? I don't have the Savlanut. I don't have the patience. I want to bring it already now. Mister, come back on day number 8. Okay, what do you do instead? He's frustrated. He's upset. And he goes and takes his karma and he's malit b'chutz. He shechs it b'chutz. He's malit b'chutz. So is he over on that din al shchutei chutz? Everybody knows a person who's chas shalom shoychet b'chutz, stating the Torah, he gets kares. Does he get kares? Said our Mishnah, no, he does not get kares. Why doesn't he get kares? He's doing something bad. He's shechting this karm b'chutz. Said our Mishnah, because it says in the Pasuk, when is there a din of shchutei chutz with a din of kares? Only if it's roi lovoi bifnim, like it says in the Pasuk. V'al pasach oil moyed lehevioi. The hakav karm l'ashem lefnei mishkan Hashem. He should have brought it al pasach oil moyed. He wanted to bring up Pesach HaMoed. They won't accept it from him because it's premature. It's not the time yet. So if he goes and shechs it outside, we said in our Mishnah, he's potter for Shchutei Chutz. He's potter. Said Rav Chilkiah bar Tuvi. You're right. But that's the Loishanu El Lishmoi. If the Metzoyra is going to bring this Karmel L'Shem Asham Metzoyra outside the Beis HaMikdash, prematurely during the Mechusar Zman time,
he's potter.
He's potter. If he says, no, I'm not bringing out Karbin Hashem, I'll bring in its Karbin Shlomim or Oila Lemoshel, what would happen now? He would be Chayim. Why is he Chayim? Because an Oila or a Shlomim, he could, if he wanted to bring it Bifnim, no problem, they would accept it. So if he brings it now Bechutz, he's going to be chayiv on shchutei chutz. He cannot enter to the Beis Hamikdash, but he can be sholeach karbanos. If he can go and send it through a shliach,
but he's stame the korban when
he's not going to eat from it. Oshem anyway, he doesn't eat from only the kahanim.
He doesn't touch it. He just everything when it should be. Here's $100.
He could touch it as much as he wants
because it's alive.
A bal chay does not mekabel tum. Bill, you know what? You really know it. I'm so proud. A bal chay cannot be mekabel tum. Exactly right. So therefore, he sends it through a shliach. He says, shliach, you take care of the whole kit and caboodle, and he brings it. That's permissible. That's okay. In fact, if you want to be more specific, we can look back at our Mishnah. Back in the Mishnah, we had on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis to roughly 12, 13 lines from the top. You'll be with me, yeah? Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, right? From the top, Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, about 12, 13 lines from the top. The line begins, Mechusar Zman, Bein Begufa Bein Bebalav, Ezel Mechusar Zman Bebalav, Hazov Vahazova Vahiyaledis Vahamitsoira, if he krivu Chatosim Yashom and Mechut, Turin, because it's still a Mechusar Zman. Or the same, Vishal Mechut is Chayovin, Why? Because an oil and ishlam, you can bring it any time. Don't enter into the base of English. He'll have to, at the most, he might be able to go into Ezra's Noshim, but certainly not into the Ezra's Yisrael, Avada. But he doesn't need to. He can go and send it through Eishliya. Anyway, but the Chatzis, the Oshim, he cannot send because that's premature. And Oil and Ishlam, you can send 365 days. No, not 365, not in Shabbos, not in Yontif. Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. But a Chatzis and Oshim, you can only bring if you're Mechuyiv. If a person is not Mechuyiv, Chatzis and Oshim, then it's like Chulim Bazar. It's not accepted. Anyway, so getting back to our case, we're talking about the Metzoyra now. If the Metzoyra goes and brings his Oshim prematurely, and he brings it outside the base of Mikdash, we said that he's going to be potter al shchutei chutz because it's not roy lovay el pesach oil moy. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi was machadish that's dafka lishmoy avashaloy lishmoy. If instead of the metzoyer having in mind for this carbon asham, he had in mind that this carbon asham should be for an oila, and he brings it bachutz, then he's chayiv. Why? Because an oil is roy shaloy lishmoy bifnim. Excuse me, the Shaloi Lishmoy, meaning out to Teres Oila, he can go and bring it in, Bifnim, no problem. Zokti Moriet, so that was Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi. So Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi is Mechadesh, that it said in our Mishnah, that the Metzoyra is Potter and Shchutei Chutz by his Korban Oshem, is only talking about if he has in mind Lishmoy. If he has in mind Shaloi Lishmoy, then in fact he's going to be chayiv on Shchutei Chutz because it's a carbon that's roi lovoi bifnim. So what's coming out is that the Shaloi Lishmoi, if you will, is on a better standing, a higher madrega than the Lishmoi, because the Lishmoi will not be accepted bifnim, and therefore he's going to be potter on Shchutei Chutz. Shaloi Lishmoi will be accepted bifnim because of the fact that it's a kosher carbon. But it's kosher akar, and therefore it will be accepted. And if he brings it now outside, he'll be chayiv al shchutei chutz. Rav Huna was quite upset about that. If you look at the last two lines of the Amid, Maskel Rav Huna, back on Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, where we're holding, Rav Huna says to Rav Chilkia, v'chi yesh l'cha dover shein a kosher lishmoy, the kosher shaloy lishmoy, it's a shtikl v'na hapachu. When you're doing something which happens to be lishmoy, no, not kosher. I mean, you're doing lishmoy, not kosher. Shaloi lishmoy, if you're switching it from its original status of the Oshem, and he has in mind for an oil, then it's okay. Then it's kosher. So Rav Huna said, is that logical? Does that make sense? So we have now machlokes between Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi and Rav Huna. And now the Gemara says, Lim Misayle. Skip to the third line of Kuftes Vavam and Aleph. We're going to try to bring a raya to Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi. Remember, Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi says something very, very simple. If you have in mind by a korban mechusar zman, like our korban osham, if he has in mind lishmoy, since it's not good inside the Beis HaMikdash, it's not roy levi al toich Beis HaMikdash al pesach al moyed, you're going to be potter shchutei chutz bachutz. However, if he has in mind shaloy lishmoy, which l'choyra says Rav Huna, logically I should go and say shaloy lishmoy is worse than lishmoy, in this case it's better. It will be accepted bifnim the Beis HaMikdash because he switched it from an oshem to an oila l'moshel. Therefore, since it can be brought inside the Pesach Ha'il Mayit, he'll be chayiv if he brings that oshem l'shem oila l'moshel. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, he'll be chayiv al shchutei chutz, he'll be chayiv kars.
So what's the difference between
Chilkiya
and Rav Huna? They're both saying the same thing.
No. Rav Chilkiya and Rav Huna are at loggerheads, but Baruch Hashem in a very friendly way. No physicality over here. Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi says that if you have a carbon, let's talk about the Oshem, because that's the whole discussion of the Gemara, that Mitzoyra has to bring. He has to bring it on day number 8. He brings it during the 7 days. So it's brought now prematurely. That's what we call a Mechusas Man. A Mechusas Man Oshem is a Posel Karim. Since it's a Posel Karim Bifnim, he'll be Potter if he shechs it Bachut. Potter. That's what it says in our Mishnah. That everybody agrees to. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi is Mechadesh. The one happens if he brings that same Korban Oshem, but he doesn't have in mind L'shem Oshem. He has in mind L'moshel L'shem Oyla. And he does it Bachutz. Then it'll be Chayiv Kareis. Why? It's Mechusas Man. Yeah, but he switched it from an Oshem. He originally was Makdash L'shem Korban Oshem. And now when he's bringing it Bachutz, he's bringing L'shem Oyla. Since Lishmoy, it would be a kosher Korban bifnim. Now it's a kosher carbon b'chutz, and therefore he's chayiv kareis on shchutei chutz. That's what Rav Chilkia says. Rav Huna says, chas v'shalom, I disagree with you vehemently. What do you mean? If you're telling me that if he brings it lishmoy outside, he's going to be potter. Now that he makes a switch from oshem to oila, and he does it shaloi lishmoy, then he's going to be chayiv. Does that make sense that the shaloi lishmoy should be better than the lishmoy? And therefore, there's a machloikis about shaloi lishmoy b'chutz, whether or not he'll be chayiv koris, according to Rav Chilkia Barav, by Rav Tuvi. Yes, he is chayiv. According to Rav Huna, he will be potter.
It makes sense. I don't know
what
Rav
Huna's. You like Rav Huna?
No.
You like Rav Chilkia?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I hear a vote for Rav Huna?
Why Rav Huna? What's
the template of the template of Shlo Lishmo of Maratza does not apply when you transfer to Chutz or not. That's Rav Huna's thing. Rav Huna say
it doesn't follow the Pesach, it doesn't transfer,
do you export everything from the structures of Bifnim to Shchutei Chutz or not? Rav Huna says that flip that is kosher, therefore Pesach and Chayv Karis outside doesn't apply, you don't export it.
Okay,
that's Rav Huna. Do I understand Rav Huna correctly?
I think you're doing a wonderful job at explaining it.
Rav Chilkia makes a lot of sense.
That's why Rav Chilkia holds like Rav Chilkia, and that's why Rav Huna likes Rav Huna. Everybody thinks that they're saying sensibly.
Rav Chilkia is not even in the chart.
Okay, so lame asylum. So let's try to bring a raya to Rav Chilkia. Mara is going to bring now, as you'll see, 2, 3, 4 rayas to Rav Chilkia. Lame asylum, third line from the top. We have a brisa. The brisa is a little bit, if you will, succinct, and not explaining everything fully, as we will see. They misaylek. Yochoshni moitzi af oilas mechutzer zman vebalim, v'asham nozir v'asham mitzayim. I might think that just like our Mishnah said, that when it comes to a chatos or to an osham, and the mitzayim brings him chutzer zman, we say that he's potter on shchutei chutz. I would think maybe the same thing applies to an oilas mechutzer zman vebalim, that he should be potter on shchutei chutz, as well as I would think that he's potter on Asham Nozir and Asham Metzoyra. Now here it doesn't explain what the Asham Nozir, Asham Metzoyra blemish or defect is. It doesn't say that we're talking about a Mechusser's man. It just talks about Asham Nozir and Asham Metzoyra. I might think that there is no Chiv on Shchutei Chutz. Talmaloyim Ra'avada, there is a Chiv on Shchutei Chutz, because it says in the Pasuk. Shor Oy Chesov Oy Eis. Not the Shor Oy Chesov Oy Eis Kiev Ole, but the other Pasuk is, number one, ish mi beis Yisrael ashe yishchad shor oy chesev oy eiz ba machne oy ashe yishchad mi chutz la machne. That's shchutei chutz. V'al pesach oil moed lo yaviyah lahakrev karm l'Hashem v'nichras, he gets a din of karis. Aha. So since it says shor chesev oy eiz, that comes to include these three cases. Rashi explains it's not necessary to say shor oy chesev oy eiz because those are the only karbonis that can be brought as karbonis. No other animals, including any wild beasts, only a shor, a gesundheit, only a shor, a chesed ve'ez can be brought for a carbon. So therefore, it would have been enough to go and say, ish ve'ez yisrael ashe yishchat ba'machane, o yeshe yishchat michutz la'machane, v'el pesach oil moy le'edi le'kart la'akrib karm la'shem. What would he bring for karm la'shem? We're not talking about an elephant, we're not talking about a horse, we're talking about a shor chesed ve'ez. So these three words are Iberic, and therefore the Gemara darshens shor mikamokim, kesem mikamokim, eiz mikamokim, that every one of these three, the oyle mechusser zman, the asham nozer, and asham metzoyra, that they are mechuyiv on shchutei chutz, and therefore they would get a din of kareis. Now the Gemara notes parenthetically, v'iluchat shaira, note that we didn't mention anything about the chatas, even though the chatas and the asham lechoyde should be in the same category.
Yeah.
We left that out. We're going to come back to that soon. Yes?
Just out of curiosity, what is learned out because it says ish?
Ish mebeis. So usually the Gemara says, and I learned from ish, that it comes to mean marba, even oiv dekechav. But I don't think that that's the drusha over here. We'd have to look up somewhere else what the ish comes to add.
Okay,
anyway, so the Gemara says now, the iluchata shayr. We left that chatz. Fine. So the Gemara, b'mayaskinan. Let's get back to the case of the Asham Nozir and Asham Metzoira, that the Pasuk tells us, and this Braisa tells us, that they are Mechuyiv on Shchut Echot, they get Karis. The Maiskin. Ilei Mebizmanoi, are we talking about that the Nozir, or the Metzoira, brought this Karin Bizmanoi, meaning on the eighth day, when he's supposed to bring it? Aha. So why did we only talk about Oshem? Same thing applies to Chattas. And Rashi says, it's not only the Gemara is asking as well as Chattas. It's all Karbonis. Anything that you bring Bizmanoi, in other words, that you could have, would have, should have brought it into the Beis Hamikdash, and you brought it outside the Beis Hamikdash, of course you're Chayiv Karis. And I don't need a Shor Mikomok and a Kesem Mikomok. Dosuk the Pasik. The Pasik says, Ishi Beis Yisrael, you go and Shech the Shor Chesem Beis, for whatever carbon, that's the next pasuk, the hakar of carbon lashem, and you did it mechutz lamachne, toicha machne shechad, mechutz lamachne, outside the azor, you're chayiv on shchutei chutz. So, why are we distinguishing between Hashem and between chatos and oilos and shlomim and any carbon bachutz? Of course, you're chayiv, and I don't need a special shor mikom mokim, kes mikom mokim. Ela muzdoch zayin lechari shaloi lezmane. Ah, in other words, shaloi bizmane. Shaloi bizmane means that it was mechusr zman. Okay, so it's Mechusar's man of the case of the Hashem Nozir and Hashem Metzoira. Ubamai, what are we referring to? Ilema Lishmoi, are you talking about that the person is bringing this carbon Lishem, Oshem? Ah, it's afraid Timura. Amai Chayiv, why does it say over here in this price that he'd be Chayiv? After all, if you're talking about Shloi Bizmani means that it's Mechusar's man. If it's Mechusar's man, it's not Roy Lavioi El Toich Beis Hamikdash into the Pesach Oil Moed. So it should be Potter Al Shchutei Chutz. So Ilem Lishmoi, he has in mind, yes, I'm bringing a Korban Oshem now, Bachutz. If he would bring it now to the Beis Hamikdash and give it to the Kahanim and say, please bring it, they would throw him out. And they'd say, Mister, you're Mechusar's man, come back next week, finish off your 7 days of your tzaras, of your counting of the 7 days. So, Ilem Lishmoi, Amai, Ilem Lishmoi, Oshem Amai Chayv. Why would he be Chayv? This price said he's Chayv. Show me Kamokim, but he's Chayv. He should be Potter, because it's Mechusar's man. Elav Shaloi Lishmoi. Ah, that must be the case. That the Pasuk is adding and saying that a Metzoira or a Nozer that are bringing a carbon which is Mechusar's man, which L'choira, he should be Potter Bachut. Why is he Chai Bachut? It must be because he has in mind Shaloi Lishmoi. He's saying, yes, I know this is a carbon Ashem, but I'm bringing it for a carbon Oila. And since an Oila, even a Nozer and a Metzoira and anybody else can bring throughout the year, there's no problem with that. Ah, so therefore that's why he's Chayiv, even though technically this is a Korban which is an Oshem. But by switching it and saying Shaloi Lishma and making it into a Korban Oila L'moshel, what's it then? Then he's going to be Chayiv. Oh, so L'choyra Avishtar Karayit to Rav Chilkia. When you're talking about Lishmoi, he would be Potter Bachut. But if it's Shaloi Lishmoi, he's Chayiv Bachut. Mamish like Rav Chilkiya said, is a shver on Rav. Everything more, we're talking about it's bizmanoi. That's mamish in bizman. In other words, he's bringing it correctly. And he's bringing it shaloi lishmoi. And the chiddush over here of the braise is that he's mechuyev when he brings it, mishchutei chutz, and he gets karis. So what's the chiddush in that? If it's bizmanoi, it's a good carbon, it could be brought al pesach oil moyed. So of course he's going to be mechuyev. What is it? No, because we're talking about shaloi lishmoi. So what shaloi lishmoi? If you're talking about a carbon oshem like all karbanos with the exception of a chatas and a pesach is kosher. It's not meratza, but it's a kosher carbon. So if you would bring it inside the base of midrash, it would be accepted as a good carbon. So if he's bringing it shchutei chutz, it's also quote unquote a good carbon, but he's shechting it by chutz, and that's why he's chayiv karis. So what's the chiddush of this price? It's chadava parshit. Say tomorrow, no, I'll tell you. Reb Lozer, the Omer Makshin and Oshem Lechatos. Where is that Reb Lozer in? First Mishnah on Ar Mesechta, which daf? Da Bezom and Aleph, where Reb Lozer said that not only, exactly, not only by Chatas and Pesach do we say that if you shechta them Shaloi Lishmoi, they are posel le karbonis, but also the same thing applies to a carbon Oshem. It's a posel le carbon. Nu, if this Metzoira would bring now his carbon Oshem, inside the Beis HaMikdash. And he tells the Kohanim, we're bringing it L'shem Oila, he's doing it Shaloi L'shmai. What would happen to this carbon? It would be a Pasalei carbon. So L'chayra, when he's bringing it Bachutz, and he's making that switch from Asham to Oila, it should also be a Pasalei carbon, and therefore he should not be Mechuyiv al Shchutei Chutz. Yeah, but since he could've, would've, should've brought it in the Beis HaMikdash, Lishmoy, because after all, it's Bismani, he's Mechuyev to bring a carbon Asher. He could have brought Lishmoy. So now, it's Royal Havi'ai El Toich Beis HaMikdash. You don't have this tour of El Pesach Oil Moyed Lehavi'ai, because in fact, he should be bringing it El Pesach Oil Moyed. So the fact that he went and switched it from a Lishmoy to Lishloy Lishmoy, that doesn't pater him on Shchutei Chod. He's still going to be Mechuyev on Shchutei Chod. And therefore, says the Gemara, we have no raya to Reb Chilkiah, no raya, because we're not trying to bring a raya that shaloi by a mechuser zman, right? The whole raya would be if you're talking about a mechuser zman, and then you're telling me mechuser zman, lishmoi, he would talk about potter shchut echutz. Shaloi lishmoi, he's chai b'shchut echutz. We're not talking about mechuser zman, we're talking about it's bizmanoi. So bizmanoi, so then why should he be chayiv outside the Beis HaMikdash? He's having in mind Shaloi Lishmoi, and if it's Shaloi Lishmoi, L'chayra, inside the Beis HaMikdash is possible, because it's Rabbi Lazar that holds an Oshem is just like a Chattas, because Kachattas Ka Oshem, Teira Achas Lehem, it's a Pasal Karm. If it's a Pasal Karm Bifnim, why is he Chayv Bishchut Yichutz Bachutz? And the answer is, because he could have, should have brought this carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash, Lishmoy, because today is day number 8. He's Mechuyev to bring that carbon Asham. So this Behema, which he was Makdash originally for carbon Asham, is Roy Lehavioi El Pesach Oil Moyed. The fact that he went and brought it outside, and he switched it from an Asham to an Oila, Mazel Tov, I don't care what you switched it. Lamai said this carbon was Roy to be brought El Pesach Oil Moyed Lishmoy. That being the case, that's the reason why he's Chayev. So why did we only talk about an Asham? We should have talked about a Chattas also, because Chattas is in the same boat. In fact, Chattas is a Kolshkein, because everybody agrees by a Chattas that it's possible if you go and bring it Shaloi Lishmoy. Says Yomari, right? The Tana Tofel, v'hu adin li'ikar, that the Bryce is telling us the Tofel, meaning the Asham case, and the same thing applies as well to the Chattas case. The reason why he refers to the Asham as being the Tofel and the Chattas is the Iker, because even according to Blazar, there's no separate pasuk by a carbon asham that it has all the dinam of the chatas. It's only because of the hekish ka chatas ka asham toira achas lehem. Oh, so the asham is the derivative from the carbon chatas. So that's why he refers to, yeah, the Brayis is talking about the asham, which is the tofel, the derivative. But who did it? The same thing would apply to the carbon chatas. So bottom line is, since we've been able to for this Brayis that it's talking about bismanoi, then you no longer have a right to Reb Chilkiah. Because Reb Chilkiah is only talking about a Mechuser Zman, if you do it Shaloi Lishma. But we're not talking Mechuser Zman, we're talking Lech Bezman. So therefore, Osray. Toshima, let's bring another right to Reb Chilkiah. A new Braisa. Yochashni Marba Oilas Mechuser Zman Begufa. Vechatas Bein Begufa Bein Bebalim. I might think that I would add to the list of all of those people that are Mechuyav I would like to go and add the oila mechuser zman begufa. Begufa means not that the baalim have a chuser zman, but the behema has a chuser zman.
7 days.
Because the Torah says, shor eches v'yeis ki yivaleid, v'yeshivas yom imtachas imoy, v'yay mashmine v'hala yeratze lekorban isha la Hashem. So if a person is very ecstatic, oh, a new behemoth has been born to his flock, and he wants to go and bring it now to the Beis HaMikdash, we tell him, it's good that you're so ecstatic and you're so excited, but you gotta wait till the 8th day. Okay, so now what happens if a person brings an oil of Mechuser Zman Begufa, meaning not waiting the 8 days, and goes and brings the carbon oil on day number 1, day number 5, before day number 8. Or a Chattas Bein Begufa Bein Bebal. Chattas Bein Begufa mean again, that's within the first 7 days, so that's Begufa. Bein Bebalim, that the Balim is not Mechuyev yet to bring the carbon Chattas, Lemusha Legabe Ar Nozir or Legabe Ar Metzoyra, where the time has not lapsed yet for them to go, and where time has not arrived yet for them to bring the Karm Chattas. So all of these are Mechusari Zman. I would think that maybe they should be Mechuyev on Shchutei Chutz. Tam Eloyim Revi'al Pesach Oil Moyed. Lo Yehdi Oil Hakav Karm Hashem. Koshein a roy lovi, the Pesach oil moyet, ain chayovin alehen. Anything which is not roy lovi Pesach oil moyet, you're not chuyev. You're only machuyev and shkut echut if you could have and would have and should have brought it to oil moyet. But you couldn't, because these were all mechusarei zman, and therefore you're potter. Ain chayovin alehen. The ilu osham shaira. Now, notice, this is like the flip side of the previous brice, the previous brice we had before, only had the osham, we were missing the chattas. Here we have the chattas, and we're missing the osham. So we left osham out. Okay, put that on aside for a moment. But my eskinan, what is are we referring to over here? That we're saying, al pesach oil moyed, that you are potter on all of these cases, mechus chusar izman, right? The brice starts, yochash di marbe, I should add the oil mechus izman, and the chattas mechus izman, to the list of those that are mechuyev, Kores, if they shecht ba'chut, no, since it's not roy, lovi pesach olmayit, ein chayav alayim. We left that osh. So my skin. Ilei melishmoi, are we talking about that the person brought these kabbadas lishmoi, the shame, the marshal by the case of the chattas, I'm bringing the shame, carbon chattas, but it was mechusar zman, and that's why I'm potter. Suzuk timor, osham nam liftoi. So why do we leave out osham? Osham, the exact same halacha would apply, that if it was mechusar zman, and you had in mind lishmoi, then of course he would be potter. Elalav shaloi lishmoi. Ah, so this Bryce has been talking about a shaloi lishmoi situation, and therefore that's why we left Oshem out. And why did we leave Oshem out? Because Taka, if it would be lishmoi, you're right, it would be Potter. But shaloi lishmoi by an Oshem, you're chayev. Why? Before we get to Blaza, now we're talking in terms of Rab Chilkia Bar Tuvi. What did Rab Chilkia Bar Tuvi say? That if a metzora brought his carbon Oshem prematurely, that it was mechusar zman. What's the din? That if you do it lishmoi, we had in our Mishnah, then you're potter and shchut echut, because it was not roi lavi al pesach oil moyed. But if you did shaloi lishmoi, which means you had in mind l'shem carbon oila, then you'd be chayiv, because a carbon oila is roi lavi. Go back to Chilkia for a moment. Lo yishanu el lishmoi, then the mitzoyer is potter if he has in mind lishmoi. Ava shaloi lishmoi is chayiv on shchut echut. That same shaloi lishmoi that he switched it from an oshem to an oila, he could have brought that oila b'fim, and therefore he's mechuyev on shchut echut. Oh, so I have a writer of Chilkia Bar Tuvi. That's why we taka left out the oshem from the list, because since we must be talking about a case of shaloi lishmoi, because it would be lishmoi, then of course oshem would also be potter. So why did we leave it out? Must be because we're talking about shaloi lishmoi. If it's shaloi lishmoi, then says Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi, our Mishnah would hold that the Metzora would be mechuyev on shchutei chutz. Why? He brought a carbon oshem. Yeah, but he brought it l'shem oila. And oila is roy inside the Pesach oil moyed, and that's why you're chayev on shchutei chutz. So l'choyra have a rai, a starker rai, to Rav Chilkia, that there's a chili between lishmoi and shaloi lishmoi. And for the more l'oilam, shaloi lishmoi. Staka talking shaloi lishmoi. However, we're not talking about according to Rabbanan, we're talking about Rabbi Lazri, that same Rabbi Lazri we had a moment ago. The Makish Osham Lechatas. So, how does that help? What the Gemara means to say is, even though we're talking about that it's a situation of a Chasorin's man, Chus's man, however, what's the reason why the Braisa leaves out the Osham? I'll tell you why. Because the reason why he would talk in Mechuyev Shaloi Lishmoi is because when you have in mind for the Oshem, Lishem Oila, that Oshem becomes totally possel. Since it becomes totally possel, inside the Beis HaMikdash, it will be possel. Why is he Mechuyev outside the Beis HaMikdash? He's outside the Beis HaMikdash because since it would be Royal Havioi Bifnim, if he would say the right words, in other words, a carbon Oshem that he's having in mind, Shaloi Lishmoi, which means for an oil lamushal, it's potter inside the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it potter in Beis HaMikdash? Because it's Rebbe Lazar. The Rebbe Lazar says, not potter, it's possel inside the Beis HaMikdash because it's not like one of the other karbanos that it's kosher. El shalol ol lebanu shum choyve. It's just like a karm chatzis and a karban Pesach that it's totally possel. Since it's possel b'fnim, he's going to be potter b'shchut echut if he brings this karban outside. So, oy bazoy, why did we leave out the Oshem from the list? Tana Iker, v'koshkein l'tofel. Since the Brisa referred to the Karm Chattas, which is the granddaddy, that's the Iker. Why is it the Iker? Because the Oshem is only a tolda, it's only a derivative, because kachatas ka'oshem. Once we said that the case by the Chattas is that it's Mechusar Zman, and that he's going to be potter Shchutechutz. Why is he talking going to be potter? He's changing the lashon. Yeah, but since it will be a pasul of carbon inside, because by chatzis we know that if he has a mind shalei lishma, it's pasul. That's why outside the base of Mikdash, it's not a kosher carbon. Since it's not a kosher carbon, it's going to be potter on shchutechutz. And the same thing applies to Asham. Why did we leave out Asham? Because once we talk about chatzis, kosh came the tough.
Why the previous Gemara the we invert that the Iker is Chatos, and here we say the Iker is Oshem.
Never seen
both, both cases the Iker is the Oshem. What the Gemara is saying is,
I'm sorry. The difference between the previous Gemara and this?
No, you're 100% right. The Ifritos there is good. The Iker in both cases is the Chatos, and the Oshem is the Tofel. Why is the Oshem? Why is the Chatos called the Iker? And why is the Oshem called the Tafel? Because the Gemara brings Rayas at the beginning of our Masechta. Why is it that a Karban Chatas that is brought Shaloi Lishma is totally Pasul as opposed to all other Karbanas? If you bring a Shaloi Lishma, it's kosher. Elishli Olal Balam Shemchay. And the Gemara brought Rayas, I believe, because it says Chatas here, Chatas who. But Havyasa Yehei, it has to be exactly Lishma. And if it's Shaloi Lishma, the whole thing is Pasul. Now, there is no such Pasik by Oshem. So, Oy Bazoi, how do I know that Oshem is Pasul? In fact, the Rabbanan say it's not Pasul. Oshem is just like a Karban Oila, or a Karban Shlomim, or anything else, which is Shloi Lishma. It's a kosher Karban. Why? Because even though it's Le'ol Balam Shem Chayva, but that doesn't mean that the Karban is Pasul, the Kusher Karban. We have Reb Lozer in the Mishnah, says, oh no, one second. I agree with you when you're talking about an Oila, and I'm agreeing with you when you say Shlomim, and I'm agreeing with you at Toida, Mit Abachor, Mit Masa. All of those I agree. But Oshem, I disagree. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Kachatus ka'oshem toira achas lehem. Lots of halachas that apply to a chatus also apply to an oshem. What is one of those halachas that applies? That just like by the carbon chatus, if you do it shalei lishma, it's a pasul of carbon. A carbon oshem, which you bring shalei lishma, is a pasul of carbon. So now, which is the av and which is the tolda? In other words, where's the source? The source is the chatus, and that's the ikr. I'm learning the Oshem, because Kachatzis Ka'oshem, Ter Achas Lehem, so that is the Tofel. In both Gemaras, when we refer to the Chatzis, we're referring to it as the Iker. If you go to the top of the Yomid again, the Gemara says, Lim Messiah Le Yochel Sheni Marbe, I'm sorry, Yochel Sheni Moitzi, and in that Braisa, it only referred to the Oshem, and it didn't refer to the Chatzis. So the Gemara says, why doesn't it refer to the Chatzis? So the Gemara answered at the end, although we only mention the Oshem, Tana Tofel, Oshem being the Tofel, Vuadin the Ikka, but the same thing applies to the Ikka, meaning to the Chatos. Good. Our second Braisa is the other way around. The Braisa refers to the Chatos and leaves out Oshem. Sigmar says at the end, really the Halach is both Oshem and Chatos, so we only Tana Ikka, we only learned in the Braisa the Ikka, which is the Chatos, Koshke and the Tofel, but the same thing applies to the Tofel, which is the Oshem. So in both cases, the Chatos is called the Iker, in both cases, the Oshem is called the Tafel. Good. Toshima. So now, those two Brises we have completed, and now this next Toshima is going to be much simpler, because it's just a repeat performance of the first Brisa that we started off with today. And in fact, you'll see, it's word for word. Toshima. Tchi Osir Avdimi. When Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, to Bavel, Omar. He said he also got involved in this discussion, and he says Tana Devei Rabbi Levoi is a brisa that they learned in the Bismedish of Rabbi Levoi. Yochel Sheni Moitzi Af Oilas Mechusar Zman Bebalim. See, if you go back to the third line from the top of the Yom, which we started today, Yochel Sheni Moitzi Af Oilas Mechusar Zman Bebalim. You see, word for word the same. Hashem Nazir Hashem Metzayir. Again, word for word the same. And the Gemara continues on, etc. However, Avdimi didn't quote it word for word. Zokti Mara, skip the parentheses. My Talmuda. So what was the conclusion of that brisa? Omer Avina, Talmud Loim, Shor Mikol Mokoy, Menkesa Mikol Mokoy, Menez Mikol Mokoy. So word for word, the brisa that we had before. So now the Gemara is saying, we brought this as a raya to Rav Chilkia. Oh, my Rumya, what is the kasha on Rav Huna? And the raya to Rav Chilkia, Kid Amris. We can give the same answer that we gave at the top. In other words, why are we basically repeating, oh, I have a new raya to Rav Chilkia, from that braisa that we had at the top. Guess what? We brought the braisa, word for word the same, and the Gemara concludes, Nishkaraya, because we could be talking about a Kohen Reb Lozer, and Makshin and Oshem Lechatas, the Tana Tofel, like we had at the top. So why are we repeating it again? Rav Nachman, it says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Misham Deromi, the Tani de Rabbi Levoi, ad Tani Levi. The reason is because Rav Dimi didn't just bring that brisa that we had at the top, but he brought a second brisa, and he brought a stira from one brisa on the other brisa. The first brisa is Rabbi Levoi. The second one is Levi. I don't know if there is a connection. Maybe Levoi is just another way of saying Levi. But the Gemara is asking a stira. What is the stira? The top brisa we just had said that if you're talking about a case of Hashem Nozer and Hashem Metzoira, that they're going to be mechuyav. Mechuyav in bringing and getting kores if they're over on Shchut Echutz. What did Levi learn? Hashem Nozer v'Hashem Metzoira sheshochten shloy lishmon kisherim. If you have Hashem Nozer v'Hashem Metzoira that was shochten shloy lishmon, they're kosher. Now notice he says it's kosher, so obviously he's listening. This is not Reb Lozer speaking, because Reb Lozer would say that they're
puzzle.
So you're talking about, according to Rabbanan, that this is just like any other carbon other than Pesach and Chatos, that if you shech the Shloi Lishman, it's kosher. Like we learned in the first Mishnah. Okay, that's all great. Let's continue on. Shechten mechusr zman bebalim oi shehoyu b'nei shtei shanim. What happens if the Nozir or the Metzoira are mechusr zman? They didn't wait for their time when they're supposed to go and bring their kavanas. Or that the carbon that they were supposed to bring has already aged. What means it's already aged? Remember, what does a Nozir and a Metzoira bring? Their carbon ashram is a keves. And keves is up to a year. What happens if it's already now into its second year?
It's
now an ayil, it's no longer a keves, it's a posel carbon. So therefore, v'shachtan, it's psulim. It's all possible. Now, all of that is fascinating. The Iker is not on the Shloi Lishmon at the beginning of the Braisa, or the Shtei Shonim at the end of the Braisa. What's Iker is that we're saying, Hashem Nozir v'Hashem Metzoira, who Shechted Mechusar Zman, whether it's Palim or Shtei Shonim, whatever it happens to be, it's a Apostle of Carbon. And therefore, if it's a Apostle of Carbon, presumably you're going to be Potter outside the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, at the top, that same brisa that Rav Dimi just brought, which is the same as the brisa we started off with today, that they should go and be potur on shchut echot. Tam aloyim eshor mikomokim kez mikomokim that they're chayim on shchut echot. And we said that that brisa is talking about a case of mechusar zman. So here at the top brisa we said that mechusar zman, they are chayiv b'chut. Here we're saying shocht mechusar zman bebalim odav. They're apostle bachut. They're apostle. And if it's apostle inside, presumably it's potur outside, because in that roi laviyal pesach oil might. So I have a stira. That was Rav Dimi's kasha. I have a stira between the brisa that we had at the top and the brisa that we have now, Rav Levoi mit Levi, a stira. Umishani, what did Rav Dimi answer? Loi kasha. It all depends. If the Nozir on the Metzoira bring yet Lishmoi, so therefore if it's bring Lishmoi, it's not Roy yet Lavioi al Pesach Oil Moyet, because it's Mechusar Zman. So if he brings it outside, he's going to go and be Potter. And that's what the second price says that it's Potter. The top price, which we said that he's going to be Chayiv, it's Mechusar Zman, that's true. But he had in mind Shaloi Lishmoi. Since he had in mind Shaloi Lishmoi, putting aside Rebbe Lozer, then it would be a kosher carbon bifnim. So now if he brings it outside, it's going to be chayiv shchuti chutzim, going to be chayiv kareis. And here we cannot go and give the teretz that the Gemara said at the top, that the first price is Rebbe Lozer, and the second price is not Rebbe Lozer, because the second price clearly is talking about that by Hashem Nozir v'Hashem Metzoira sheshochtem shloi lishmon ark sheirim, which is not Rebbe Lozer. So don't try to go and fix it up by saying, oh, this is Rebbe Lozer. This brisa directly says, I'm not Rebbe Lozer. Because according to Rebbe Lozer, it would be psulim if it's shloi lishmon, right? It says, shloi lishmon k'sheim li'al meshum choyve, which means it's like all the other kabbanas, which is like the Rabbanan learn, and not like Rebbe Lozer. So therefore, says the Gemara, I have a raya from Rav Dimi's Teretz that he distinguishes between Lishmoi and Shaloi Lishmoi, just like Rav Chilkiah, that Rav Chilkiah Bartuvi said in our Gemara, that when did it say in our Mishnah Diash that the Metzoira is Potter and Shchut Echot, that Stavka when he had in mind Lishmoi, but if he had in mind Shaloi Lishmoi, he'll be Chayiv and Shchut Echot, and that's the top raya. Why does the second raya say that he's Potter? Because the second raya is talking about it in Lishmoi and not Shaloi Lishmoi. And the Gemara brings that another raya to Rav Chilkiah. Rav Ashi, Rami Masis, and Abraisa, Umishani. he asks a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Now, what did it say in the Mishnah? Back in the Kuf Yudbeis Amud Beis, when we learned it before, it said that if the Mechusar's man, Bein Beguva, Bein Bebala, which includes the Zav Yeletis and the Mitzoyra, if they brought their Chatos or their Oshem Bechutz, they are potter. They're potter. Yet the top Braisa, we just learned now that you have that same Nozir and Mitzoyra brought their Ashamai, so we said that they're Chayiv. How can our Mishnah say that they're potter? And the Mishnah on top says that they're Chayiv? And the answer is very simple. Our Mishnah is talking about Lishmoi. If you're doing Lishmoi, since it happens to be a posel of carbon inside, if you bring it by Shchut Echut, you're going to be potter outside. It's a posel of carbon. No good. Masha Einkein, if you're talking about in the Brisa was talking about that it was Shaloi Lishmoi. If it's talking about Shaloi Lishmoi, so then we now take our Osham and we're now not according to Blossom. We're taking the Osham, we're saying it's a kosher carbon because he had in mind for an oil lamashal. So an oil lamashal would be Roi Lahavioi Bifnim, an oil, even an Osham, even a Mitzoyra, even a Nazir can go and bring an Osham. That's why he's not an Osham, can bring an oil. So if he had in mind the same oil, it would be kosher Bifnim, and that's why he's going to be Chaim and Shchut Echot. Bachut. So again, the same teretz as Rav Chilkiah, the chilik between Lishmoi, when he would be potter, bachut, and Shaloi Lishmoi, when he would be chayev bachut. So tomorrow, with all of these riots, let me tell you, Tiyufta Ravuna, Rav Huna should be begging for mercy and saying, you know, I can't hold out anymore, all these Amlech Rav Huna, nishkeferlich. Hachem ayaskinan. There that we say that you are chayiv, remember, Rav Huna says adamantly, if it's shaloi lishmoi, you're potter. If lishmoi, you're potter, then certainly shaloi lishmoi, you should be potter. And therefore, how do these, but the braises say that you're chayiv? Amlech Rav Huna, hachem ayaskinan, kagoin shehifrishte, ashamoisli achrayis. Ooh, we've had this come already before. What means the shtei hashomis achrayis? You have a neveza. Neveza means a person who's very nervous. He's going to go and bring one carbon to the Beis Hamikdash, and the kohanim may disqualify the carbon, say, it's a balmum, or whatever disqualification that they can find, and he's going to be embarrassed. Oh, yeah, I made the special trip to Yerushalayim and I brought the carbon. You know what? It's always good to have a second one in my back pocket as a backup option. Just in case the first one doesn't work out, I'll have a second one. So he brings two Hashemis Beis Hamikdash. Did he really want to bring two? No. He's hoping to bring one of them home, but to be on the safe side. Now, we have already established before that when you have, after he brings his first carbon Hashem, that second carbon Hashem is now just going to be a carbon, which in the Skapru, Balov Bi'acher. What's going to happen with this carbon? So if it were Bi'achatos, what would we do? Golamisa. But since it's an Hashem, it's Nitek L'Raya, and what do you do with it afterwards?
They're both there.
You're right. We could say Bi'achatos too, but Gemara is referring to Hashem because that's the whole sukkah. But you're right. That's taka true. What our brother Shai is telling us, that even though normally the halacha by a Moisra Chatos is taka L'misa, it's one of those five, but if you brought it L'chadchilim L'achrayis, then it would have the same thing like the carbon Hashem. It's incorrect. Right. So but now what happens to that second Oshem that is now Lachrayas? So it goes Laraya. And what happens after Laraya? Once it gets a mum, we're going to go and sell. We're going to take the money. What are we going to go buy with that money? We're going to buy Oilois the Kayetim Mizbech. Now what happens if this person says, hey, until it gets a mum and it's going to be Roy and we're going to sell the Kayetim Mizbech, this could take a year. It could take 20 years. I don't know if it, maybe it'll never get a mum. So what am I supposed to do? He has no savlanut. He has no patience. And he shechs it right now for a carbon oil in the Beis HaMikdash. What, is that going to be a kosher carbon or not? Zokti Mark. You're going to hear Vishtei Hashem HaZachrayis. The Chad Minayim Eikara oil lehi. Already from the outset we know that whichever carbon will be rejected will be Nitek L'Rai for an oil. And Kerevuna Maram, Diyom Ravuna Marav. Oshem Shem Nitek L'Rai. Ushchot Istam. You brought in that Oshem which is Nitek L'Rai and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and the Machsel Mishvissendik, you don't say anything and the person goes and shechs it. It's kosherly oila, even though he shouldn't have done that. Don't do things like that. Wait until it gets a moment, then sell it and take the money. But the diavad, if you did it, it would be kosherly oila. Ah, says Rav Huna, that's what the Brisa is talking about. That top Brisa. And any other Brisa that you're going to go and find, that you're going to be chayiv on shchut echutz, is talking about that leftover back up osham, and the same thing with Rabbi Chatos. Why do we only talk about Osham? Because we talk about the Tofel, V'hu Adin Li'ikar, like Mr. Friedlander was telling us before. So therefore, what's going to be the Adin? Since it is Ro'i L'Havioi B'di'evet as a carbon oil in the Beis HaMikdash. When? when it was nitik l'raya, and he should have waited, but he didn't wait. Then he brought l'oila, said Rav Huna, same Rav Huna, the Shitosai, here's Rav Huna, but Rav, mask him. So what did he say? That it would be a kosher bifnim. So now if he shechs it b'chutz, that same osham, which was the backup osham, and he did it, quote unquote, shaloi l'shmoi, we're not doing it for an osham now, Rabbi say, because now it's nitik l'raya, and now it's for karmen oila. So I'm having in mind for karmen oila, and even the Gemara said yishchot istam, even he didn't say befeirish oila, but that's the final
default,
the final definite option. Yeah, the default option for this osham, that the money is going to be used for an oila, and therefore b'diavad if you shechted istam, it's kashal oila. Ah, so it's roi l'haviyah el toich beis hamikdash el pesach oil moi b'diavad in that form. So if you brought it outside the beis hamikdash, you're going to be chayav on shchut ichut, even according to Rav Huna. So Rav Huna finds a hecha timtza to explain all of these brises, which are talking about that the Metzora brought his carbon asham b'chutz, and we're saying he's chayiv. When is he chayiv shchut echutz? We're talking about a situation of as a double asham, and he brought l'achrayis, and the same thing would apply l'chayiv also to achutz. Yes, Reuven, you have a question.
So, if it's 2 years old, why is not considered as Baal Mum?
And therefore, that's why Taket says it's a Pasul Karm. You're right. But it's Pesach Shanim, it's Pasul.
So it's like you leave him to eat until he gets 2 years, and then you can sell him.
That's only by so you're saying by the carbon Asham, since it's a Keves, carbon Asham, I know there on the Torah. If it's a carbon asham, just wait until it gets 2 years. Wouldn't that itself be a mum? Reuven, it's a good question. Wouldn't that be a mum? Because the fact now it's too old, you can't bring it anymore. Lamasa, this, I don't know that this is necessarily only talking about no, it has to be Nazar Mitzrayim. Not that this halacha of Huna Barav is only talking about Mitzrayim, he's talking generally, right. But if we're trying to adapt it and explain that it's the pshat in the Braisa is clearly talking about Sham Nazar and Hashem Mitzrayim. So Zot Bachim to the Tayra Ruvain, why don't you go and say that it becomes Baal Mum once it's already over Shinosa, which can't bring it anymore?
Yeah.
We have to think about it. It sounds like a very good kasha. Sounds like a good kasha.
I don't think it's a separate case.
It's definitely a separate case.
And therefore, we're not talking about the same situation. We're talking
100%.
About.
You're right.
Price is just bringing this case.
Ruben is asking a kasha vuna marav. Vuna marav that said that any time you have such a situation of a two lachrayis, and one of them is therefore going to be the default, the backup is going to be nitik l'raya, and you're going to bring carbon oila. So what means nitik l'raya? You have to wait until it gets a mum. And that might take you a year, 5 years, 20 years. He says as soon as it becomes 2 years old, because Hashem knows that Hashem Mitzrayim is the Keves.
One year old.
What was the lesson of the Braisa? Okay, so that's what I mean. I'm sorry. My apologies. I don't mean that it got 2 years old. It's already into the second year. Once again, the second year, now it's possible. So it should be no worse than any other Baal Mum. So you don't have to wait endlessly for 50 years until it gets a Mum. The fact that it's now no longer qualified, that should be the Mum. You should be able to go and sell it. The question is, can you be poida and overage carbon? In other words, it's still a tam. And normally, the halachas, you can't be poida tam. You can only be poida baal mum. So Reuven wants to say, maybe they should deem it to be a baal mum. You should be able to be poida, even though it's not a physical baal mum, but it's a halachic baal mum because you can't bring it for carbon. That's a reintracht. I mean, we got to think about it. Thank you for asking good questions. Gevaldik. See if you can extend your ticket for another few days, because you're very helpful here. So Freitimar, yes, now Freitimar. The good news, Rabbi Say, is from here to the bottom of the Amid, it's much more smooth sailing. We could go back to the Mishnah, but you don't need to, because the Braisa quotes the Mishnah at great length. Ton Rabban. Minayin lemalim psar chatas mipsar oshim mipsar kachi kudishim mipsar kachi kudishim mipsar kachim kalim umi moisa oimu shtei alechem alechem aponim shir minochi shepotur. This is a quote from the Mishnah, but the Bryce is now adding what the Makoyer is. In other words, our Mishnah is talking about those that are potter from kores by shchutei chutz, or haloas chutz. Obviously, if you go and take the aymerin of the chatas or the oshim, or of kachikudishim, kachim kalim, or you took the kmitza of the oimer, all those things, and you put them out b'chutz, vani bi oiver halos chutz. But here's putting something b'chutz which wasn't ro'oi lahakter b'chutz. L'moshel, the basar chatas. What are you supposed to do with the basar chatas? Who's supposed to eat it? The Kahanim. Umi Basar Oshim. Who's supposed to eat the Karman Oshim? The Kahanim. Umi Basar Kachikudishim. Didn't we already say all the Kachikudishim? We said Chatas and Oshim. Well, obviously, it doesn't apply to an Oila because you don't eat an Oila. Oh, it's talking Kachikudishim. Gives the Atzeres. When do you have Gives the Atzeres? Once a year on Shavuos. Basar Kachim Kalim, or regular Kachim Kalim. Are you supposed to put the bus of Kachim Kalim in the Mizbeach?
No.
Who eats it?
The Baalim.
Umi Moisa Oima, that carbon that you bring on the second day of Yom Tiv, on the first day of Cholamoid, of Pesach, where again you have a kibitz of the Oimer on the Mizbeach, but the rest of the Oimer is eaten by the Kohanim. And he put it on the Mizbeach. Bechut, everything bechut. Or the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem, what do you do with Shtei Alechem? It's Nechel by the Kohanim. What was the matter by the Shtei Alechem? They took kvas and they give the Atzeres. Lechem upon him. Do you put lechem upon him on the Mizbeach? No. What's the matter you put? Shtei Bezicha Levayna. Or Shiori Menachas, if you're already regular carbon mincha. What do you put on the Mizbeach, regular carbon mincha? The Kemitza and the Levayna. So what do you do with the Shiori Menachas? It's eaten by the Kohanim. Oh, if you put any of these on the Mizbeach, but chutz, how do you know he's potter from the Isser of Haloas? Chutz, Tam Aloimar, Oila Oizovach. The Gemara doesn't bring the Oila Zovach because the Oizovach is not necessary at this point. But if you go to the first, number one, Valeim Toimar, Ish, Mi Beis Yisrael, Umenager Ashiyogar Besoichem Ashiyala Oila. Oila means just like my Oila says, Yimar Shiru Uyil Halon, Afkosh Uyil Halon, none of these are raw Uyil Halon, therefore your pot. The Mishnah continues on. That the same thing applies that you butter for yoitzik and a boiler. Minayin she'af yoitzik. Yoitzik means that you pour yitzika of shemen in the carb mincha. Va'boiler means that you are boilel, that you are bila. And then Brother Shai will remind us what's halacha by bila. Kaleroi lebila, ein bila ma'akeves. Yeah, so boiler means again to go and pour shemen into the carb mincha. Va'poises, poises is v'loshen a psisa. If you have a minchas mafe tanur, and you want to do kmitza, can't do a kmitza on a piece of a hard baked item, mafe tanur. You have to first go and tzibrekel it. Tzibrekel means you make it into crumbs. That's called poises, psisa. V'hameleach, you have to add melech. Al kol karboncha takriv melech. V'hamein, if you do a tenufa. You have a tenufa. V'amagish, that's a carbon mincha. You have to bring it to which corner of the Mizbeach?
Southwestern corner
of the Mizbeach. V'amasad ha-shulchan. Here in Michigan, not only did he make a Mizbeach outside, he built a nice shulchan outside, and now he puts on lechem upon him on the shulchan, as if it was in the Mishmigdish. V'ameitav ha-saneiris. He brought a menorah, and he started being meitav ha-saneiris, means he cleaned out the residue of the oil and of the wicks, etc. V'akoyimitz, and a coin that does kmitza outside the Beis Hamikdash. We're not talking about putting it on the Mizbeach. We're talking about he does the kmitza, the physical act of the three fingers. V'amekabel, someone who's mekabel the dam b'chutz. Now all of these things are bona fide avoidos inside the Beis Hamikdash, and you shouldn't do it b'chutz. But if he did it b'chutz, he's potter from the din of shchutei chutz or halos chutz. He does not get Kores. What's the reason why? Tamaloyman. Because it's Ashiyala Oilo Izovach, Mahalo Shehi Gemar Avoida, Av Koshehu Gemar Avoida. The only time that the Torah was Machayev was Lamushal Haloas Chutz, where now you're finishing it off. Shechit is also considered to be a Gemar Avoida because vis a vis this animal, that's the end of this animal, Gemar Avoida. But the Gemara is focusing on the Haloah now, we're not focusing on the Shechita. All of these cases of the Mishnah are all important Avoidas, but none of them are Gemar Avoida. The Yitzika Metablila Metapsisa that's preparing us for the Kmitza to put on the Mizbeach, but we're not at that point yet. You put the Melach on, very good, but that's not the actual Haktorah on the Mizbeach. Same thing, Menet Megish, all of them are all preliminary Avoidas, not final Avoidas, and therefore you are bottom. Good. Now we're going to go a little bit into history. Actually, Hukama Mishkan. In our Mishnah, it said, until the Mishkan was built, the Bechoyrois did the Avoida. Those were the Bechoyrois. And by definition, not the Kohanim. When the Mishkan was established and erected and inaugurated in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, from that point on, it was the Kohanim. So we have a clear statement in our Mishnah that the Bechoyrois did the Avoida until the Hakamas HaMishkan. Where do we find Bechoyrois doing Avoida Bechlal? Says the Gemara, we're going to have a pasuk by Har Sinai. He also Rav Huna bar Rav Ketina Kamid Rav Chizda v'Kakori says in the pasuk v'Yishlach es Nari b'nei Yisrael v'yalu oilois v'yizbuchu zvachim shlam l'Hashem par. Okay, so these Nari B'nai Yisrael, says Rashi, we have the Kabbalah that's referring to the Bechoyros. And these Bechoyros were bringing the Kabbalahs at the time of Har Sinai. This Vishlach is Nari B'nai Yisrael, is a posik in Parshas Yisroi or Parshas Mishpatim, and it's talking about prior to the Kabbalah Satayr. Okay, fine. So the Bechoyros brought the carbon at that time. On Malay, so now Rav Huna bar Rav Ketina said this brother of Chizda. So Rav Chizda is responding. On Malay, Hachi Om Rav Asi, Karvu uPasku. Karvu means yes. They brought the oilus at that time, and after that Pasku, they stopped. They didn't bring any more karbonis from that day on and further. Why not? Because from that day on and further, the Kehanim were in charge, no longer the Bechayrois. So we already have our kasha. What's our kasha? The Mishnah says that the Kohanim, not the Kohanim, that the Bechoyros did the Avoida until that comes a Mishkan. Here we're seeing already at the time of the Har Sinai. Now, what was the difference in time between Matan Torah and a comes a Mishkan? Matan Torah was, of course, in Chodesh Sivan, right? Like we have Shavuos today. Vavrazayim, right, exactly.
Here in Chutzot, it's Dubok. Next year.
While the Hakamas of Mishkan was only a year later, not Mamash a year later, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is 10 months later. Why couldn't they do it any earlier? Because we had the three periods of the 40 days, and you know, the Egel, and the Kodesh Baruch was upset, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up and down, four, three times 40, until we got to Yom Kippur, Salati Kedvaracha, and then Kodesh Baruch said on Yir Aleph Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu, go and start collecting the Dovos from the Klal Yisrael and Dovos HaMishkan, Ve'mevi'a Elov, Baboiker, Baboiker, and starting on Tezvov, they started doing the construction of the Gantz HaMishkan, and finally they finished the Gantz HaBakal Mikol Kol, shortly before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and then we had the Shivus Yimei Miluim, and then on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, boom, that's when the official operations went into operation.
And there were no more ups and downs.
No more ups and downs. Very good. Beautiful. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so therefore there's a major distance in time between Har Sinai and between Hakabas and Mishkan. We're talking about roughly 10 months. Minus a few days. Okay. So that being the case, says the Gemara, in our Mishnah it says that these Bechoyrois continue to do the Avoida until Hakamas and Mishkan, until Rosh Chodesh. I know you all say, where does it say that? I don't remember that in the Mishkan. Well, let's take a quick look back in what we had in the Mishnah. We shouldn't think we're making this up or just dreaming. A little bit past halfway down Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, we're still in the middle of this lengthy Mishnah, a little bit past halfway down, it says in the middle of the line, Ad Shaloi Hukam HaMishkan Hayaboris Mitmamis Mutoreis Vavoida Bebechoyrois. Avoida actually hukam mishkan. Mishukam a mishkan. Nesra bomis vavoida bekoihanim. Also the Bechoyrois did the avoida up until Rosh Chodesh Nissan Mishukam a mishkan. For 8 or 9 months. 10 months. Good. For 18 Gemara, I have in this discussion between Rav Huna bar Rav Ketina and Rav Chizda, they said the name of Rav Asi. Korvu, the Nari B'nai Yisrael, the Bechoyrois brought the carbon then at Har Sinai, Upasko, and then they stopped. They didn't bring it anymore. Finished. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Second pshat of Rashi is almost the same. However, it is a drasha or a pshat which lends itself nicely for those that are diktuk people or those that are bali kriya. And that is, he's laning the pasuk of Yishlach as Nari B'nai Yisrael, and he continued, he wanted to continue on Vayalu Oilois, and then Rabasi said, no, Bal Kaira, stop! Yishlach as Nari B'nai Yisrael, making a snacht over there. And now continue on. Vayalu oilois v'yizbichu svachim shlom l'Hashem par. Why did he tell him stop all of a sudden? That's, by the way, not the way we have it in Archu Moshem. Archu Moshem v'yishlach b'nai Yisrael vayalu oilois esnachta. Then the pasuk continues on v'yizbichu svachim shlom l'Hashem par. Why did he stop him before vayalu oilois? Says Rashi, the kavana was to tell him that the Nari B'nai Yisrael attack of Bechoyrois. What did those Bechoyrois do? Vayishlach, he sent them to go and bring Karbonis, to bring the behemoths to the Kehanim, so that the Kehanim should be able to go and bring them. But they themselves didn't bring it, because the Bechoyrois, even at Har Sinai, didn't bring the Karbonis. Who brought them? The Kehanim. So what's the difference between these two Pshatim? Whether or not at the time of Har Sinai, when it says Vayishlach es Nari B'nai Yisrael, did the Nari B'nai Yisrael, the Bechoyrois, themselves bring the carbon? And that was the last time, Upasko, one time and only one time that we have documented in the Torah, or according to the second pshat, even the first time they didn't do it. All of they were just, if you will, shlichim, tragers, sabals, people that went and collected and brought behemoths, but they brought it to the Kahanim, and already at that time on Har Sinai, the Kahanim were already bringing the Kabbalahs. That being the case, either way that you learn, that's obviously not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said the Bechoyres did the Avodah for the next 10 months, that I come as a Mishkan. So says the Gemara, Sobrelu Suve Mimastisen. We wanted to go and ask a steer with our Mishnah. However, Gemara puts us on pause. Shame the Ka'omra Mishmeder of Ada Barahava, Oilishi Kribi Yisoba Midwar, Einet Tuuna Hefshev Eni Tuach. He heard that someone said in the name of Ada Barahava that although all Oilis from the time of the Mishkan and further required Hefshev Eni Tuach, no, the Oilishi Kribi Yisoba Midbar, Einet Tuuna Midbar sounds like even in the Mishkan. We're going to talk about that shortly. Oilishi Kribi Yisoba Midbar, let's talk about pre-Mishkan. Any oilis that they brought at that time, for instance, this pasuk Bayalu oilis, the pasuk that we just quoted, those oilis did not require hefshev nituach. That's not the halacha permanently, because starting from the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, then the pasuk says, legabe the carbon oila, the hifshit oisa, the nitach oisa lintzacheha. You have to go and be mafshed the carbon oila, that means you flay it, you strip it of its hide, of its skin, and he tells you have to go and cut it into slices, and then you put that on the Beis Hamikdash. He said, no. And when in the early times, before Mishkan times, ain't it to nehef shevinitoch. Ah, so now he wanted to go and ask Akasha on that from our Mishnah, where it says that it was toin hef shevinitoch, as we'll see. So oisvei brisa the shavya mekula. Therefore, he said, you know what? Instead of asking on the first halacha that we just had, that korvu paskel legabe the bechoyrois, instead of asking from the Mishnah, I'm going to ask from the following braisa, because that braisa will be not only one kasha, legab b'choyreis, but also the same, there'll be a kasha on Ravada Barahava, that they said in the name of Ravada Barahava, that the oila was in it to una hefshev nituach, and I'll show you from the braisa that it was. Okay, the shavi bekulin, therefore I can use that braisa for both. In other words, I'm going to go and kill two birds with one stone from one braisa instead of asking for the Mishnah and then asking for the braisa. The braisa has both halachas. The sign. What does it say in the braisa? Actually, hukam mishkan. Habomis mutoris v'avoyde b'b'choyres. Just like we had in our Mishnah, word for word. Already from here, we already have the kasha. It says, actually, hukam mishkan until hakomis mishkan avoyde b'b'choyres. We just said now that Rav Chizda said in the name of Rav Asi, Pascha Parga v'kasha, that they b'choyres stopped over there. Maybe they didn't even start over there. But it's a non-starter, exactly. Shelley, where are you? You should be saying these words. It's a non-starter, and therefore it doesn't get to Rechodesh Nissan. So we already have the kasha over there, but we're not finished yet. And it says, Vaita, since it was not that Kamas and Mishkan, all of the normal rules that we are used to did not apply, such as Vakol Kshem Lahakrav. You can bring any type of carbon from any behema, from any chaya, from any oif. Behema means not just shor ches v'yeis, any kosher animal, and any chaya, the yachmum and the tzvi and all those wonderful things. And oif, even chickens and toikis, and even duck.
Only
pre-Mishkan, actually hukam Mishkan. Before Mishkan, everything was like hefker, if you will.
No, but between Sinai and the Mishkan, not when they left Mitzrayim.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Actually, hukam Mishkan, when they left Mitzrayim and they went into the Midbar until the Mishkan was built, which was in the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For that first year, they were able to go and do a free-for-all. They gave them any behema, any chaya, any art. It had to be kosher, as we'll see in a moment. You couldn't bring an elephant, because that's not a kosher chaya, to my knowledge. If you find that it's kosher, then they brought that too.
Giraffe.
A giraffe. Okay, anything that was kosher. Behema chaya oif, again, any oif, not just toirim u'bnei yoina. Any chicken, any duck, any toiki, whatever. I withdraw a turkey. Hi. And chorim unekevois. Not only is chorim unekevois as well, even if you bring a korban oila. How do I know? Because you'll see the next two lines, vakol korban oila. So even though an oila, it's heard it says, be a zachar, a tamim, no, even in a keva. And not only tamim, even bali mumin. But it had to be toir, it had to be kosher. Kosher behema chayv oif. Avloy tamim. You couldn't bring an owl or the non-kosher. Those shenisht. Now vote shenisht. Vahakol korvo oiles. Everything was oiles. Even the nekevis were oiles. And even though it wasn't the time. Yeah. Vahoiles sheikrivi Yisrael b'midba t'una hefshev v'nituach. Oh, it requires hefshev v'nituach. And what did they say b'shim ravada barahava? that ain't a two and a half shini Torah. So we see already both kashas from this brisa. But we're not finished with the brisa yet. We still have one more line. The nochrim is manazeh, a goy now today, if you were to go and bring a carbon, rishoyim lasis kain, what means rishoyim lasis kain, that they have much broader allocations for bringing carbonis. For instance, they can bring a balmum, just make sure that it's not a mechusar aver, but a balmum is also kosher. So we see that they don't have all the restrictions that we have. Okay, but that's not the focus. The focus is that we had the two steerers, or the two kashas. Kasha number one is what we're going to deal with right now. Who's the one that did the avodah post-Sinai, pre-Mishkan? Was it Bechoiris? Was it Kahanim? Says Yimor Tanoi. It's Machlokes Tanoi. This sign we have a Brisa. V'kama Kahanim and Igoshim L'Hashem Yiskadoshu Pen Yifritz Behem Hashem. This is talking about the Shloshes Mehagbola. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, put up big signs, put up big ropes, put up whatever, make sure, like you have these picket things that you have every time that they have the parades or whatever, that the police put up.
Police line.
Oh, so go and put up a police line, and make sure that everybody, even the Kehanim, Hani Goshem Aleshem Yiskadoshu, Pen Yifritz Behem, they should also stay away, even though normally the Nigoshem Aleshem, they bring the Kabbonis, the Gvaldik, but now in Har Sinai, stay away. Who are we talking about when we're saying Kahanim? The precious Bechoyrois. The Bechoyrois were the ones that were Nechahein at that time. They were the ones that were bringing the Kabbanis. So though the Pasuk used the term Kahanim, what we're really referring to is the Bechoyrois. They are the ones that were doing the Avodah. Ah, so we see that the Bechoyrois were doing the Avodah. Fine. Rabbi Oimer, so precious not of Avil. No. Kahanim is literally Kahanim. We're talking about Nadav Aviyu. And parenthetically, the same would apply to Nadav Aviyu and Lazavi Samar. We're focusing on Nadav Aviyu because you'll see in a moment we're going to tie it into something else. But anyway, so we already have the teretz to our kasha, and that is that one man the Yama says, B'choyrois, continued. It doesn't say that they continued all the way until the Mishkan. But we see at least at that time they were called the Kahanim. And no. The Kahanim means literally Kahanim, Nishka B'choyrois. So we see already the seeds of the teretz to our stira, that it's a mechlek standard. Says my bishlam laman yamazu prishes not about view. Hayim dechsev hu asher dibar Hashem leimer bekroi vayakodesh. What is it referring to? This is referring to the first day of the Kamas of Mishkan. And we know that not about view, unfortunately, they brought the teretz inside the heichal without permission, and therefore, unfortunately, they passed away. So it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, after that, hu asher dibar Hashem leimer. This is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, bekroi vayakodesh. No, it means v'kroi v'yakodesh, says Rashi, that this is referring back to the posik of the Gama Kehanim and Nigoshim Aleshem Yiskadoshu. Make sure they don't go beyond their limitations, beyond their limits, beyond their boundaries. And therefore, the time of Har Sinai, stay away from the mountain. Now, in the new Mishkan, they should stay away from going into the Kodesh and bringing Ketoidus inside. This is what I said in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Bekrovi HaKadosh, those that are mekarev themselves beyond the place where they should be going, they don't listen to the rules, they don't stay within their boundaries and their borders, HaKadosh, unfortunately, they might be killed. That's Pen Yifritz Behem Hashem, and unfortunately here we have the kiyum of that Pen Yifritz Behem, that Nebuch, they were killed. Eleman Yomizu Precious Bechoyreis, Heicher Miza, where do we find the remez legabe the Hu Asher Dibar Hashem at the time of the Petira of Nodav Aviv? This is what Hashem said. Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Bekrovei Kodesh? He was talking to the Bechoyreis. He wasn't talking to Nodav Aviv. Oh, Dechsev, it says, Napasa Benikdat, Benyadti, Shem Levnei Yisrael, Benikdash Bechvoidi. What is that, Benikdash Bechvoidi? Al Tikri Bechvoidi, El Mechubodai. Dovezeh, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemoyshe, Velo Yedoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu said at the time of Har Sinai, "V'ni'abti Shom, I'm going to be together with Klal Yisrael, v'niktash b'chvoidi, and I'm going to be niskadish in my mechubadai." Said, Kadosh Baruch Hu said it to Moshe, "V'lo yadoi." Then Moshe Rabbeinu, however, didn't understand the full understanding, the full interpretation. What does it mean, v'niktash b'mechubadai? V'lo yadu ad shemesu b'nei Aharon, until b'nei Aharon passed away. Kivin shemesu b'nei Aharon, omaloi Aharon ochi. The reason why they passed away is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has Kedushas Hashem from this. The Gemara doesn't explain at this moment what is the Kedushas Hashem. The Gemara is going to say in another few lines that any time a Kadosh Baruch Hu is done din against his Mikuravim, then that becomes a Musa Haskel for everybody on the world. And they say, Madach, those that are Makura of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, meets out the judgment if he feels that they're deserving of it. Is the Chalach, is Kama, Ve'Kama, those that are not Makura of Tashem, those people that are Chas Hashom Rishoyim, oh boy, will the judgment be meted out to them when the time comes. So that's the Menikdash Bechvoide B'Mechubadai. So this is what Moshe said to Aharon HaKohen, that now I understand who Hashem Dibur Hashem Leimin. Now I understand what Hashem Baruch meant when he said Memchubadai Bekrovei HaKodesh, and that's referring to your children Aharon, Nadav Aviyu. As soon as Aharon heard this, Kimin Shiyoda Aharon Shabonav Yidui Mokim Hei. Yidui means they are beloved. Ki Yadati L'mana Sheyitzavis Bonav Espesei Achrav. Yidui over here doesn't mean to know. It means that they're beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they're their Mekurovim. Shosak, he was quiet. The kibbul schar, and as a result, he got schar. Shneim avihidim Aharon. Aharon heard this. What Moshe Rabbeinu said, he didn't say a word. Geschwigen, he was quiet. Where's this schar that he got? We don't see it in the Gemara, but Rashi says because the next parasha in the Torah, right after the patira of Nadav Aviyu, it says Yain v'sheicher al teisht atu v'necha itach b'voyechem al oil moed v'lo yisamusa. That's the next parasha in the Torah, right after the patira of Nadav Aviyu. To whom was this parasha said? Vayidaber Hashem el Aroin Leimor. In the Torah it says perhaps 100 times, maybe more. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. Here it doesn't say Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem el Aroin Leimor. That was the schar that Aharon HaKohen got because he was quiet and he didn't have any thanks. We have similar to that. Doim Hashem, doim la Hashem v'ischoilulay. Even if Chas Hashalom, you find among Taira, Erlich, Afayna, Yiddish, Akinda, that Nebuch, some of them get killed, pass away. Achtoik, Zog Garnish, Doi Lashem, whatever Hashem does, Kol Mad Omer Achmana, Litavav. V'chein B'shloim Hu Aymer, Eis Lachshoiz V'Eis Ladaber. He's a psukim in Kohelis. Sometimes you should be quiet and sometimes you should speak. Pom Sheshoizing Mekabaschar, Alashtika, Pom Madaber Mekabaschar, Al Hadibur. What means Al Tikim Mikdoshecha? It's referring to Pashup Shat the Beis Hamikdash. Elamim Mikudoshecha, like we explained before, Mishosha Oisik Kadosh Din Bik Doishav. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu meets out judgment against his Mechubadim, his Kedoshim, his Yedidim, his Ahuvim, Misyare Umisala Umisala. Then he gets praised throughout the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make any exceptions. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, you get punished. Halachas kam v'kama, the Rishoyim will get punished. Okay, so Lamasa, we've been able to end for the original steer, right? The reason why we brought this price is because we had a kasha. What was the kasha? Originally we said in our Mishnah that the Bechoyrois are the ones that did the avoid all the way until Hakamas HaMishkan. And here how in this discussion, Rabasi said, no, they only did it at that time, and maybe they didn't even do it at that time, because maybe even already it was psik, Vayishlach b'nei Yisrael, they only brought the Kabbanis, but if Vayalu Oilis is referring to the Kahanim, or maybe they brought it that time, but they just didn't bring it later on. Of the Chakasha from Unzra Mishnah, that's a machlokes in the Braisa, when it's referring to the Kahanim in the Pasuk, it's referring to the Bechoidis, it's referring to Nadav Aviyu in the Kahan. Elakasha Oilim, of the Chastirim at the Oila, because before we said, Meshem Rabad Barahava, that the Oila in the Midbar, Einat Unahevshav Nituach, yet this Braisa says very clearly, again, trade to is a machlok sana. This time we have a price. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, klolo is never b'sina. Ubrata is ba'oil moyen. When we talk about Sina, we're referring to basically Sefer Shemois. The oil moyen is referring to Sefer Vayikra. And the Sefer Vayikra is where we spell out all of the hilchos, all the details of the Karbanis, starting from Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Sav, what's the halacha of the oil, the halacha of the chatos, the shlamim, all of those are spelled out in oil bite. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, those were not discussed yet at the time of Har Sinai. Har Sinai, we only talk about the general klolois. Rashi gives an example with the general klolois, that there's going to be a mishkan, and therefore you will have Isra Bamais. From now on, you can't go and be makrav on the Bamais, because there's going to be a mishkan, surely. But he didn't say what you bring the mishkan, how you bring it. So the Gabi bring the oil. Yeah, we knew that you're going to bring oilois, because we already had at the time of Har Sinai, Vayizbuchu, Vayalu oilois. So we know that they're oilois. But we didn't know the details of Yohef Shem Nituach, Nish Hef Shem Nituach. That was not Nizgala, only the klolois were given. The prat is only later on. Boil moed. Boil moed, of course, is talking about later on. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, klolis u'pratos. Now, Rabbi Sinai, I know already at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spelled it all out, b'prati pratim, including the halacha of hefshir nitoach. And then it was repeated, it was codified in the Torah in Vayikra, but already in Shemois, Kadosh Baruch already gave the whole 9 yards, the whole halachas, everything to Moshe. And then afterwards in Devarim, it was repeated a third time. Okay, so therefore this halacha, Hesh Nituach, is a prat, it's not a klal. So therefore, the machlokes, what this was already said at the time of Har Sinai, or it was only said later on, be oil moid, and therefore we have a machlokes. Good. Dukti Mar Omer Ma, we'll just add another 3 lines. Omer Ma, Hakol Ksheinim Lahakrif. We said, all Kabbanas can be brought, in other words, all Behemoth, all Chayis, all Oifis, as long as they're Tahoidim. Minoani Mili Omer Avunam, the Omer Kra, Viva Noich Mizbech Lashem, Vikat Mikoila Behemoth, Alet Behemoth, Umikoila Oifator, Ala Oifis. Behema k'mashmoi, that's Pashim Shad, and we know Chai is b'chlal behema from a pasuk in Shmini, Zerchema Shetachelu, and then we add Ayil Tzvi v'yachmor. So therefore, just like in the times of Noach, they brought from Ala behemas, Oifis and Chai's to Hoirais, the same thing applied until the Mishkan. When it came to Mishkan, then they stopped, and then they had only the Shor Ches v'yais. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, to be continued tomorrow.
So what was the